Simone Biles slammed for attacking Riley Gaines in trans athlete debate. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 7, 2025. Olympic champion Simone Biles was criticized after she attacked former NCAA swimming champion Riley Gaines in a heated debate regarding transgender athletes in women's sports. On Friday evening, Biles attacked Gaines in a series of posts on X, calling Gaines truly sick and a straight-up sore loser. Biles's posts came after Gaines had responded to a post from the Minnesota State High School League stating that the girls' softball team at Champlain Park High School was the 2025 Class A AAA softball champion. As Breitbart News previously reported, Melissa Rothenberger, a transgender pitcher, helped the girls' softball team at Champlain Park High School make the state championships after an overpowering performance, which included Rothenberger smashing two double hits and pitching a complete game without substitution. At Riley_Gaines_you're truly sick, all of this campaigning because you lost a race, Biles wrote in one post. Straight up sore loser. You should be uplifting the trans community and perhaps finding a way to make sports inclusive or creating a new avenue where trans feel safe in sports. Maybe a transgender category in all sports. Bully someone your own size, which would ironically be a male at Riley_Gaines_Biles said in another post. People responded to Biles's comments on X by pointing out that if biological men competed in women's gymnastics, Biles would be singing a different tune. Others pointed out that nearly 80% of Americans feel that biological males should not compete in women's sports. Honey, if biological men competed in women's gymnastics, odds are no one would know your name, Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, wrote in a post. Selling out your own gender for click and relevance is never a good career move, one person wrote in a post. Watching Simone Biles destroy her legacy in less than 24 hours, one person wrote. If men competed in women's gymnastics, you'd be singing a different tune, actor Kevin Sorbo wrote. My favorite feminism is the one where women defend dudes being in girls' locker rooms instead of supporting other women, one person wrote. Nearly 80% of Americans agree with that Riley_Gaines_ position on this issue. Fox News host Kayleigh McEnany wrote in a post, sharing a link to a New York Times/Ipsos survey that found that 79% of Americans said biological males should not be allowed to compete in women's sports. McEnany pointed out that 67% of Democrats, 94% of Republicans, and 64% of independents felt that biological males should not compete in women's sports, says the girl involved in a sport where there are literally two entirely different sets of apparatus because men and women are biologically different, another person wrote.